My story, Out of the Darkness and Into the Light. It all began at North Memorial Hospital in Robbinsdale, Minnesota. I grew up with two brothers and two sisters in a middle-class family in the suburbs. I can't say that as a child I ever questioned my mortality. Oh, just like you, I had the usual childhood catchable stuff like measles, mumps, chicken pox, and an occasional cold. But for the most part, I was healthy. I did have one unique condition, though. I chose not to speak. I probably would have been diagnosed as autistic had I been born today. But that was another time. Oddly, at age 3, my pediatricians told my mother that if they removed my tonsils and adenoids, I would speak. Well, that didn't work. But I figured if I didn't start making sounds, they would take more out. So, though not intelligible, I made sounds resembling words till I got into school. Once in school, I learned how to hear and replicate sounds and words, and after 2 years of speech therapy, I had the best pronunciation of words in my elementary school. Actually, that whole experience has been an amazing blessing. I learned I could master anything with practice, even things that weren't natural to me. The second blessing was that I became an incredible listener. I went on to study voice as a classical vocalist and have sung in 19 languages. Many of those I replicated so well, native speakers assumed I spoke their language. When I was about 12, my family went on vacation to the Nevada desert. We were all great travelers and loved the adventure. By this time, I had 8 years of camping under my belt. I got lucky and got to sleep out in the pup tent with my big brother. What we didn't pay attention to on our holiday was that the U.S. government was doing underground bomb testing near our adventure. Somehow, I, like many others who are referred to as downwinders, got a dose of radiation that would change my future permanently. Why I got the worst of things, we'll probably never know. But at age 23, on December 2nd, 1980, I learned that I had terminal cancer. Wow, what a shocker. Not to mention I was 4 months pregnant with my baby number 3. Imagine being in a loveless marriage, a baby on the way, and no apparent way back to health. Though I didn't have the divine human blueprint information back then that I have now, my faith was unshakable. I believed God personally loved me and would help me out of this certain death. The sequence of major events that year evolved like this. Pregnancy, in 4 months, major surgery, at 6 months, surgery, at 9 months, delivery of an 8-pound baby boy. And I weighed 104 pounds. Weeks after birth, major surgery, 6 months after birth, radiation, multiple hospitalizations, 2 minor surgeries, weakness, frailty, fainting away, dying alone, my body collapsed, pushed my spirit back in, and reanimated my body, then separation and divorce, and a breakdown and a break apart. Oh, la la. I hope you never have lived a year like that. I found that no matter what our challenges are, they are all big to us because they are our personal challenges. Now that was a year I will always remember for what I discovered. We are radiant. We are beings of light. Life is not over unless we say it is. Faith, which is part of perception, can help you overcome many, many difficulties. I hadn't a clue yet how everything worked. Thank God for faith. Hope and love which carried me till I could comprehend and translate the intricate workings of the divine human blueprint and began the wise elder journey of implementing my own health activations for restoring my health where no other options were possible. When all was said and done, I had 17 surgeries, 2 cancers, 10 years of radiation treatment, 5 near-death experiences, 1 year in a wheelchair, 2 major brain injuries, and a whole heck of a lot of pain. You might be wondering how I went through all that, and more importantly, how I got to be healthy and a healthy, happy woman that I am now today. I learned how to be a receiver. I learned how to let good in. Remember I told you I had become a really good listener? Well, that isn't the half of it. While working as a graphic artist for the police department in the downtown Minneapolis area at age 26, my body would receive WCCO radio. Out of my chest, my office mates heard the announcers covering the news. It's funny, but I will never forget. And it's Harmon Killebrew. He's hit a homer run. Well, with that kind of receivership, you can probably imagine the challenges I've had with technology and the blessings I've had in being a clear space for connection and reception to the divine. One day a few years ago, I'd reached my end emotionally. Maybe on some level, you've had a moment like that. It's not depression. It's a firm resolve that things are going to change. My perception shifted. I was no longer interested in survival. I was interested in the promise of the Garden of Eden life. I wanted a life without pain. Some people call it thriving, but it was more than that. I was going to return to 100%, or I wanted out of this pain-ragged body. Remember these two ideas: resolve and a perception shift, because they are important to you if you are going to make a big change in your life. I went to my garden with firm resolve. I demanded that God take me or make me well. If you are a follower of the Buddha, you will know that is how he became enlightened. It is thought that the rich, such as beings like Buddha, who was a prince, could not reach enlightenment unless they threw away their wealth and became poor sadhus. With firm resolve, Buddha sat under the Bodhi tree for 40 days. His resolve was a no matter what resolve. However long it took, he would stay in meditation till he reached enlightenment. And so he did. I went to my little prayer garden every day, where I sat in prayer, meditated, and chanted songs of devotion. As I did so, I fell in love with the divine. I moved away from remembering pain and began to dream of oneness and freedom. And I began to see, even on the first day, that my divine human blueprint was restoring itself. I watched a master stem cell rise from physically low function and attain perfection. When it reached its state of oneness, it burst open into a pulsing blue orb. As I witnessed this profound event, I burst into tears. I felt as if I was looking directly into the face of God, intense and so beautiful. I've rarely seen this actual transformation since, yet subtly and easily, you don't need to be a visionary or be a big receptor to experience the stem cells in your body returning to perfection, or see them teaching and surrounding the cells how to do the same. You too, with the correct perception and resolve, can access your system of regeneration that has always been yours to access. I had already been a healer. From the beginning, I was a massage therapist for people in recovery from addiction and trauma. After a few years, I specialized in therapeutic and sports injury, which naturally led to auto accident recovery. That opened the door to medical massage. At this point, I possessed a great deal of skill as a master masseur. Favored by the local OBGYN and midwife community, I was more than busy assisting women with high-risk pregnancies, as well as assisting with deliveries and performing infant massage. During those years, I was certified in more than a dozen modalities and studied herbal medicine, flower essences, and essential oils to complement the work I was doing with clients. Eventually, I added homeopathy. My breakthrough and blessings involved being able to give special, unique gifts of healing to everyone I touched. Women who worked with me stopped having hot flashes, PMS, symptoms, and migraines from simply having a massage or two. It was exciting to see these miracles, and I continued to improve also. In that first year, I threw the walking cane away. I started running long distance again and was a regular stage dancer with the local Doc Kraft band. I needed to start charting what I was doing so I could show how I was getting such great results. With my inner eye, I could watch the cellular body of my clients improve, and I started mapping out what we were doing and how we were making the shifts happen. All this time, I relied entirely on the body of the person who was receiving the healing to show me where to go next. During the process, I noticed that one of my clients' perceptions and mindsets could be a detriment from time to time. A resistant nature, a curse, or even someone's DNA program could get in the way of a full healing. This forced me to look at the role of perception mindset in healing. I discovered that group mind hypnosis was creating a great deal of stuck, disharmonic challenges in my clients. This means that if someone believes that something cannot be different just because it has always been this way, that perception will deter their healing. Clearing these issues levels the playing field so everyone can get the improvements they want. From the moment of my first health activation to the first day in the garden, my thoughts were about how to help others, get them out of suffering and pain. Through the years, I've helped so many suffering individuals, but without the knowledge of the Divine Human Blueprint, there was only so far we could go. As time passed, I began to develop word-of-mouth fame, and my schedule became overwhelmingly busy. I would often do 60 hours of healing each week, and on travel weeks, I would teach in the evenings and do 70 hours of client healing time with no real breaks for meals. I would stuff a sandwich in my mouth and keep working. Eventually, my clients asked me to teach them the methods that I used to do the more complex processes. An apprentice program was born. This began as a fly by the seat of your pants kind of training, but by the time the fourth weekend rolled around, I was well organized in providing both written chapters and training videos for my students to absorb the information. The students were professional people with busy schedules who were excited to learn a new way of improving health. While my program was foundationally very good, a few important pieces still needed to be filled in. The program morphed into an immersion program so that students could absorb the Divine Human Blueprint in their core. The program shifted from 8 weekends and numerous trainings to 5 two-day trainings over the course of a year, making it more accessible for professionals to incorporate the teachings into their active schedule. I also created a tighter, more intimate group who would go through the entire year together. With everyone in sync, having the same information and the training at the same time, the group became more intimate and juicy, allowing lots of time for personal attention. I don't know about you, but I can take a good guess that you are a bit like me. You want to contribute, feel great, and really enjoy the life you have been given. I like watching the Oscars, Academy Awards, and Grammys. It's so exciting to watch actors and musicians be recognized for being the 100% best of what they do. It's the same excitement for me with the Olympics. It's thrilling. Can you imagine yourself at the top of your field? Can you imagine playing at 100% with all of your cylinders firing? For me, it's not about the fame and the fortune. It's just what I want to do. I've lived my very best life without regrets and without feeling like I woulda, coulda, shoulda if only I had more energy and vitality. That's not how I want to live and how I want to look back on my life. I want to feel like I've made my mark, that I've worked consciously and with perseverance, and that I've loved and helped a lot of folks in their process. I could do that at a certain extent when I was functioning at 50%, but at 100%, my energy, focus, and momentum, my reach can expand, as can yours. From the deepest fiber of my being, that's what inspires me and reconfirms my commitment to live a life of service, to help transform lives, one person at a time, so that you may, in turn, create your ripple effect in your world. Although money and recognition feel nice in the moment, those benefits are mere byproducts of what really matters to me, impacting the greater good. Here's a short video, 2 minutes, about me at julierenee.com/BKV2. Having an attitude of gratitude is a game changer if you do it daily, because it keeps you in the flow of divine abundance. The more you appreciate and are grateful, the more the universe will match that energy and send you more to be grateful for. Set yourself at gratitude early in the day by listing 50 items you are grateful for. Be sure to include all the things that are working for your business, all the relationships you are in that are thriving, and include your amazing body, even if it's not yet where you want it to be.